Yevamos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevamos Bavli, Daf Yud Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin and Daf on the first Mishnah. Ve'eva sarpoit v'yisur seihem, hoysa bitoy oy achas mikalavais, ha'elu nesua, la'ochev ha'sheni, ve'loy ish ha'cheres, umeis, v'shem v'bitoy p'tura, kach sarasa p'tura. How they exempt this ois? If Shimon's daughter or any of the other 14 ois, who was called Esther, was married to Reuben, and Reuben had another wife, and he died, just like Esther is exempt from Chalitza or Yibam with Shimon, so is her Tzora, who we'll call Miriam. If Miriam married, means to give him with Levi, and he had another wife, we'll call her Tamar, and he died, just like his daughter's Tzora, Miriam is exempt from Yibam with Shimon, so is her Tzora, Tamar. Afilo hein meya. And this applies even 100 times, meaning the widow does Yibam and the Yotam dies, and otherwise exempt from Yibam with Shimon. And we skip the next line, and we start now with the next Mishnah. That's Halacha Dalad. Beizasav im mesu hen soaseim utois. How is it that if she died, the Tzoras are permitted? Oysa bitoy ayachas malavayas ha'elu nesua la'ochev v'loy isha acheres mesa bitoy oneskash v'chakach mes ochev sarasa muteres. Shimon's daughter, or another ever, Esther, was married to Reuven, who had another wife, Miriam. If Shimon's daughter died or was divorced, and then Reuven died, Reuven's other wife is permitted to do Yibam with Shimon. Any Elva to Shimon who could have done Miyan but didn't, her Tzora does Chalitza but not Yibam with Shimon. And the Gemara says, Kini Masnisa, Kol Hayichoyle Lema'en Lamiyana, Amesa Tzorasa Chalitza Vlei Misyavemes. The Gemara says that our Mishnah means any Elva who could have done Miyan but didn't, and she died, her Tzora does Chalitza but not Yibam. It is like Rabbi Yochanan taught, if she were alive, she could do Miyan to the Yavam to permit her Tzora. We come now to the next mission, Halacha Hei. Shesh Arayis Chamuris Me'elu Mepnei Shehen Nesuris La'achirim Sariseim Mutaris. Six Arayis are more stringent than the 15 in the first Mishnah, since these six can marry others, their Tzoris are permitted, as we'll explain. Imoi, the Yavam's mother, Ve'ishas Aviv, his father's wife, Ve'achis Aviv, his father's sister, Achoisim Me'aviv, his paternal sister, Ve'ishas Achis Me'aviv, and the wife of his father's brother, the Ishas Achi Aviv, and the wife of his paternal brother. The Gemara says, Ma, you should say, Inu Chamuris, Hacha, Kores, Vacha, Kores, Hacha Mamza, Vacha Mamza. The Gemara asks now, how are these more stringent? Here, with these, there is Kores, and here, the 15 in the Mishnah, there is Kores. Two of these have Mises based in, but also most of the 15 have Mises based in. Here, the Charles of Mamza, and here, the Charles of Mamza. Ma'u, Chamuris, Sheinan, Yecholos, Le'nase, Le'achim, What's their stringency? The Gemara says they can marry, so to speak, the brothers only through Aveira, Kois. They're not really married, so the Tzoras are not really Tzoras. V'tani v'chir kren v'kulam in yecholos v'enase la'ochen sh'lei ba'aveira tzoriseim v'toris v'nachalitza v'nayibim. Here, falls an advice which supports this, that, and all of the Arayas, if they can marry the brothers without an Aveira, the Tzoris are exempt from Chalitza or Yibam. Tani Ruchia, Ein Tzora Ela Me'ach or Vad. Ruchia, taught over an advisor that Tzora is only when falling to Yibam from the brother. Amr Yosi Masnisa Amr Kein Refeshein Nesuris La'achirim Tzoriseim Mutoris. With their support from, says of Yosi from the Mishnah, because these can marry only others, but they cannot marry the brothers, their Tzoris are permitted. With Yimya Boy, but a Tzora min Ashuk. We even ask, even a Tzora from the market, means not from the brother, should be forbidden. We learn Tzoris from Litzvor in the Pasuk, which does not mention the brother. Amr Rabbi Yosa, Lashmiya, Rabbi Yimya, Hadal Tami, Ruchia, Lashmiya, Lamasnisim, Mishan, Nesuris, Lachim, Tzorisim, Mutoris. Rabbi Yosa asked, well, did Rabbi Yimya not hear Rabbi Chia's Baisa that Tzora is only from the brother? Did he not hear our Mishnah because these can marry only the others that Tzoras are permitted? In the Shmiya, Mila, Rabbi Yossi answered, yes, he heard it. He's like one who heard a matter and challenged it. If you're a boy, habara toa, Moshe hates chayv alei mishum eshes ach. Yimei asked if one had relations with the Soa of Elva, is he liable for her for Eshes Ach, for his brother's wife? Amrav Yossi, ele eshel Soa b'loy Eshes Ach Yos. If Yossi answered, if it were possible to have an Issa Soa without Eshes Ach, this would be a proper question. Perhaps a mere lav litzor forbids her just like it forbids a Soa, not in the case of Yibum. Efshel le Eshes Ach b'loy Soa, eshel Soa b'loy Eshes Ach. However, it's possible to have Eshes Ach. It is impossible to have a Tzor without Eshes Ach. Every Tzor is Eshes Ach without a Heter. Surely he's liable for Eshes Ach. The Eshes Ach lo Yivim Tohi. The Gemara asks, Lama she taught Eshes Ach, isn't Eshes Ach his Yivama, if he's permitted to the brothers? Now Rabbi Yosef Rabun, Tipata Shara Labonim, Tse Me Achiv. Rabbi Yosef Rabun answered that the case is that she had children from his brother. And now the next Mishnah Halacha Vav, Beshamai maturin es hasoes la'achem. Beshamai permit a soa of Elva to the brothers. Beisela lo'isin. Beisela forbid. Chokzoi beshamai poislin min ha'kohona. If soas Elva did chalitza, Beshamai disqualify her from kohona, means marrying a kohen. Beisela machshirin. And Beisela permit. Nisyabmu beshamai machshirin beisela poislin. If she did yibm, Beshamai permit her to kohona, if she later was widowed, and Beisela disqualify. Afavisha Elu Poislim Baila Machirin Lanimnu Beshamay Melissa Noshim Beshamay. Even though these disqualify and these are Machshir, Beshamay did not refrain from marrying women of Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel did not refrain from Beshamay. Kala Taris Atmeya Shahayu Elu Matarin Vail Mutamin Lanimnu Oisin Taris Elu Agav Elu. All laws of Tara and Tumma in which one school was Matayah and the other one was Matamah, even so they didn't refrain from making Taurus relying on each other. The Gemara says, "V'simon b'shem Rabbi Yosi b'shem Nurai Tamad Beis Shammai loisia eshes ames hachutzal leizal hachitzoina loitzia leizal." V'simon quoting Rabbi Yosi, quoting Nurai, said that Beis Shammai learns from the pasuk in Dvarim Pekhofei pasuk Hey, and the wife of the dead man shall not be to go out externally to a stranger. And we learn from there, the chetzoina, the outsider, means the soa, who is not related to the yavam, will not be to a stranger, rather she falls to yivam. Asya de Beis Shammai, keilen kutaya, shehin miyabnim es arusais, meitzim es anasuris, de'inun, derashim, chutza ha-chetzoina. Beis Shammai expands somewhat like these kusim who do yivam with arusais, and exempt from chalitza or yibum nesuris. They expound chutza means the chitzain and a rusid outside because she never entered her husband's house. Mama kaimen, she said kutai, uvein einlai. How did the kusim expound the phrase in Dvarim Chofei Pasukei, uvein einlai, that he doesn't have a child? If only an a rusid falls to yibum, surely there are no children. Amra, Rabbi Yaakov, Jeremiah, Kaim Rabbi Yosi, uvein einlai, min anasua, Achitzoina lechia leishzal. Rabbi Yaakov of the south answered in front of Rabbi Yosi, if you have no children from a nesua, the chitzoina le'arusa will not be to a stranger, rather she falls to yibum. Amalei, lo yichas dunech kutai da'at mekayim dal shehoin. Yosi says the kusim will not disgrace you because you defend their drushes, which is an improper thing to do. Tani, Rabbi Shimon ben Loza, Mimesi Lasefe Kusim Migoram Lachem Lit Oif the Late Asan Darshan Kilbinachemya. If you remember Laza said in a Baisa, I said to Kusi the Chachamim of the Kusim, who calls you to err that you don't expand like Ibn Nachemya? The Tani Mishem Ibn Nachemya called Dawashu Sarech Lamad Mitchilasai Vla Nitinlai Hei Vasusa. If you're going Bachutz Chutza, that's the Ea Seira, that's the Kose Sukosa. Baisa said the name of Rabbi Nechemiah, any word that needs a lamed at the beginning and does not have a lamed, it'll have a hey at the end, such as in place of saying lachutz, it says chutza, instead of saying laseir, it says seira, lasukois, it says sukoisa, lesia, etc. Hachutza teaches that she may not marry a stranger, it does not exclude a nesua. Nesivin, Rabbi Nechemiah, v'haksiv, ha'shuvu roshayim ha'shoela. We ask a question against Rav Nechemya. It says in Tehillim Pek Tes Pasuk Yud Ches, the Yerushalayim will be returned to Shoel at the Lamed at the beginning and also Hey at the end. Amar Rava Bar Zavda Lidyutei Ta'atachtoina Shel Shoel. Rava Bar Zavda answered that it teaches that they go to Gehenna and that they go to the lowest place in Gehenna.